The month of June is a special month for people who are keen to share audio with each other, and also for people who are keen to record a piece of audio every single day. It's a kind of a challenge, but the best kind of challenge. Now, I have a choice to make. What are my 30 days going to be about? I've decided they're going to be about one single theme this year. And the reason I've decided that is that I am naturally eclectic, and I need to develop, or I want to develop, the skill of being able to stick to a particular topic. All these advisors tell you that if you're going to do a podcast, keep your podcast on one particular theme and don't jump all over the place. If you're going to put up things on LinkedIn, concentrate on one area of expertise and don't be going and putting yourself around all over the place. And I'm sure the same advice would be given by some people in relation to Medium. So I'm going to do it. The other thing I'm going to do is keep them really short, because that's another skill I need. And when I say really short, definitely no longer than 2 minutes. And I would like half of the... I'd like a good 20% to be no more than 30 seconds, and another 20% to be no more than 1 minute. They're my targets anyway. But the question is, and they're easy to formulate, I think I'd expect myself to succeed with those. But the topic, what is it to be? I've identified two possibilities, and unless something weird happens, I'm going to decide just between these two possibilities. Although I give myself permission to make a last minute change of plan just before June begins. So here's the first possibility, is that I read a poem or a part of a poem every single day. Reason, I am a poet. No one else is likely to do poetry every day. So in theory, people who like poetry will be attracted and they'll get what they want. And I'll get what I want, which is an opportunity to read 30 different poems, or indeed parts of 30 different poems every day, and I don't know which ones I'll choose, and that'll be good for me to do. So, an adjunct to that is that I may also decide to read 30 pieces of my own poetry. I won't mix them. It'll either be other people's poetry that I love or that I admire for some particular feature. So that's the poetry option. The other option is the Taoist option, which is that I regard myself as a bit of a Taoist, but I'd have a job speaking coherently about what kind of a Taoist I am. Or even if somebody said to me, Paul, explain Taoism in 30 seconds, I could do my own one all right, but you know, I might find if I looked up the official documents and, you know, read the founding fathers or mothers or whatever, the founding Taoists, I discovered that I was way off beam with everybody else. So 30 facts about Taoism would appeal to me as well every day. That means that people who are perhaps even Taoists, or people who are interested in Taoism, or even people who think that T-A-O-I-S-M should be pronounced Taoism, you know, people who are into all sorts of aspects are interested in it, or people who are Rastafarians haven't been brought up in the Taoist tradition, or Zoroastrians, they'd be interested too, I'm sure. So there we are. What should I do? I'd love to hear your view on what you would most like to hear, poetry or Taoism.